Yesterday, Sayadawji explained that by practicing the three trainings, Sila, Samadhi, and Panya, morality, concentration, and wisdom, when one fulfills these three trainings, one automatically avoids the two extremes, and one is walking on the middle path straight. By walking on the middle path, there will be Dhammacakka. Dhammacakka means continuous arising of the controlling faculties, indriyas such as sadha, faith and confidence, and so on. By practicing the three trainings, one is walking on this middle path, and one will be developing controlling faculties, the powers, sadha, faith and confidence, viriya, effort, sati, mindfulness, samadhi, concentration, and panya, wisdom. Continuing arising of these controlling faculties is called Dhammacakka. So in Pali it is said Satendriya Dini Dhammo Eva Pavatanatena Chakka Dhammacakka. It means that when these controlling faculties arise continuously, there will be Dhammacakka, the wheel of the Dhamma. So in the word Dhammacakka, Dhamma means the controlling faculties, sadha, viriya, sati, samadhi, and panya. In other words, exerting effort in the practice, not accepting kilesa defilements from arising, opening the path of wholesomeness, courage to refrain from unwholesome deeds, courage to perform wholesome deeds, such dhammas arise continuously. And also, mindfulness arises continuously. When the noting mind falls continuously calm and collected on the object, then one also develops concentration. Based on the object that the person is able to note with mindfulness, and when the mind is calm and collected, one comes to know the true nature, and one discerns knowledge such as mind and discerning mind and matter, cause and effect, impermanent suffering and non-self. One sees that the things are arising at one moment, dissolving at another. By this way, one develops knowledge stage by stage. As much one develops knowledge, the stronger one's faith and confidence will become. And by developing knowledge, and when knowledge becomes mature, one attains Nibbana, the cessation. Once one had attained Nibbana by realizing Maggaphala Jnana, path and fruition knowledge, one's sadha, faith and confidence become firm and unshakable. Once the person gets to the stage of attaining Nibbana with path and fruition knowledge, one accepts that it is the true Dhamma. And by practicing the true Dhamma, one gets to the stage of gaining Nibbana. In this way, one has faith and confidence on the method of practice as well as the benefit of practice. Sada, faith and confidence, gains momentum. Faith and confidence become firm and unshakable. And other mental faculties, Viriya, Sati, Samadhi, effort, mindfulness, and concentration also becomes very firm. By practicing to this satisfactory level, one also believes in the Buddha who founded the way. One believes that there exists the true Buddha who guided the way. So based on faith and confidence on the Dhamma, one also have faith and confidence on the Buddha who founded the way. By practicing Majjhima Paripada, by practicing the middle path, one walks on this correct path and one reaches the true destination. So by practicing one's Sila Samadhi Panya, morality, concentration, and wisdom training will be fulfilled. And by walking on this correct path, one becomes purified from the defilements such as raga, dosa, moha. One believes that there are people who is purified from these defilements, and one also have faith and confidence that there are those who are totally purified from these defilements. By practicing, by walking on this Majjhima Paripada, the middle path, and by gaining benefit of the practice, the person has faith and confidence on the benefits. When one has faith and confidence on the benefits through his or her practice, the person also believes in the method of practice. When this happens, the person is called Dhammapassando. It means that the person sees the Dhamma, the person realizes the Dhamma. It is said that when a person realizes the Dhamma, the person also sees the Buddha. So to put it, it means that without realizing the Dhamma, the person will not see the Buddha, although he, she may be seeing the Buddha with his or her eyes. So people, as well as animals, they can see the Buddha with their eyes, but it is said that when one has not realized the Dhamma, one does not see the Buddha, even though the person may be seeing the Buddha with his or her eyes. Without realizing the Buddha, seeing of the Buddha will not be any different from an animal seeing the Buddha. So in this way, when one realizes the Dhamma, one really sees the Buddha. One should practice Majjhima Paripada, the middle path, by practicing the three trainings, Sila, Samadhi, Panya, morality, concentration, and wisdom. And by practicing the three trainings, one can remove gross, medium, and refined form of defilements, and thus one's body, speech, and mind will become pure, clean, gentle, cultured, and lovable, and one will gain true peace. So by practicing meditation, by practicing Satipatthana meditation, one will know the quality of the Dhamma through his or her experience, and one will be developing such mental faculties, and by realizing the Dhamma, one sees the Buddha. So Saraji explains from the history when Buddha had not came into existence. Before the Buddha times, there were teachers such as Puranakasapa who claimed themselves to be Buddha, knowing everything that should be known. And they claimed themselves to be Buddha, and they were teaching wrong things to the people. So the people were believing in these teachers because these teachers did not have the quality of worthiness of faith and confidence. They were not Satyavatu. They were not the things that were worthy of faith and confidence. Believing in these teachers who were not worthy of faith and confidence, the people's belief will not be true. It will not be true belief because the object that they are believing in is not true. Saraji gives an example. When one sees a red stone, one may think of it, one may take it as a precious gem. Just because of the red color, the person takes it as a precious gem, but actually it is a fake. So in the same way, when the object that one is believing in, if it is fake, then one's faith and confidence will not be true. So the teachers who lack sila, samadhi, panya, morality, concentration, and wisdom, they were not worthy of faith and confidence. People who believe in them, the people's sadha, faith and confidence, will not be true because what they believe in is not worthy of faith and confidence. Without walking on Majjhima Patipada, without following the middle path, there will not be true sati, there will not be true mindfulness, nor true samadhi, concentration. So during the time before the Buddha, people lack prudence. Only when Buddha came into existence, people learned to have patisankhanapala, power of prudence. When meeting good and bad things, one knows what is the cause of seeing meeting good things, what is the cause of meeting bad things. And they have prudence, knowing that good deeds brings good results and bad deeds bring bad results. So in this way, people gain patisankhanapala, power of prudence. Based on patisankhanapala, power of prudence, one needs to go further to cultivate sadha, faith and confidence by practice. One should initiate, develop, cultivate faith and confidence so that it will become from small to big, from tender to ripe, from less to many. And by developing, cultivating, increasing such sadha, faith and confidence, there will be bhavana bala, there will be power of mental development. Buddha taught how to fulfill the dhammas such as sadha, faith and confidence, and so on. So first of all, one should believe that it is probable, and one should cultivate one's sadha, faith and confidence, with practice. By practicing, when one comes to know the truth, then one's faith and confidence will develop stage by stage. As much one comes to know the truth, the stronger his or her sadha, faith and confidence will become. So one should develop, cultivate, and increase the dhammas that should be developed, and it is called bhavana. Bhavana means to initiate, to cultivate, and to increase, so that wholesome mind will arise in oneself again and again, repeatedly, continuously. And when one develops, cultivates, and increases such mental states, it will be bhavana, and one gains momentum in this mental development practice. So practicing one's mental faculties, one's mental power, such as virya, sati, and samadhi, effort, mindfulness, and concentration, will become stronger and stronger. When one develops virya, sati, samadhi, effort, mindfulness, and concentration, one can remove clinging onto the wrong views. Before the Buddha times, people were believing in teachers who were not worthy of respect or faith and confidence, and thus the people's faith in these teachers did not bring benefit. Only when Buddha came into existence, Buddha was Sadeyavatu, object that is worthy of faith and confidence. After Buddha came into existence, people had this true object of faith and confidence, and people had this opportunity to practice on the correct path. And also, they come to have true belief, they come to have a true belief that by doing good deeds will bring good results, doing bad deeds will bring bad results. And based on it, one also believe in the existence. They come to believe that there is past existence and future existence. So in this way, their faith and confidence develop stage by stage. Viriya, effort, also develop stage by stage. And other mental factors, sati and samadhi, also develop stage by stage. So Buddha taught so that beings will develop mental faculties such as sadha, viriya, sati, samadhi, and panya. And it is called Dhammasaka Pavatana. The belief, that is believing in wrong things, it is called Mitya Dimokha. Believing in wrong things, thinking that it is right. So they believe, accept, confirm, and decide that it is right, even though it is not. And such wrong beliefs are called mitya dimokha. And it is based on delusion, not knowing clearly, knowing wrongly, being vague and dim. Based on not knowing and knowing wrongly, which is delusion, based on these delusions, people believe in wrong things. People have wrong views and they believe in wrong things. And people, they let their mind go freely on sensual objects. They are pursuing sensual pleasure and they are wasting their time, spending much of their time on sensual pleasure. And it is also based on mitta dimokkha, because they believe that having sensual pleasure is real happiness. Not knowing the flaws of sensual pleasure, they have mitta dimokkha rooted in moha delusion. Some of them, they believe that enjoying sensual objects is not good, but they think that by exhausting one's body, the defilements or the craving cannot arise. Such wrong belief is called Atta Kilamata Nu Yoga, self-mortification practice, practicing exhausting oneself, as they believe that if one's body is exhausted, craving will not arise. In this way, before Buddha came into existence, people were believing in the two extremes. They were practicing the two extremes. Even Panchavakiya, the group of five who renounced and practiced in the forest before Buddha to be went to the forest, Buddha followed them, and then Buddha also practiced austerity practice, taking very few food and drinks. After Buddha to be practiced this austerity practice, Buddha to be realized that it is not the correct way. So Buddha to be accepted suitable amount of food and water. And when this group of five saw Buddha accepting food and water, sufficient food and water, they start to lose, they lost faith and confidence on the Buddha to be, and they parted the Buddha to be. So before the Buddha time, people were believing in a Brahmana view. So they have the view that good things bring good results, bad things bring bad results. On the other hand, they also believe in the Brahma, believing that the Brahma is the creator. And they also believe that beings are part of the Brahma. They believe that there is Jiva Atta, individual soul, in each of the beings. So in this way, people have dual beliefs, both in the Kama and also the Brahmana, the creator. So before Buddha came into existence, such wrong beliefs were deeply rooted, deeply seated. So it was not easy that Buddha came into existence in the society where people have wrong beliefs, where people are deeply seated in these wrong beliefs. So Buddha himself avoided the wrongful path, practiced the right path, and Buddha eradicated all the defilements without any remainder. So Buddha totally eradicated all the defilements and attained Arahata Magga. Buddha attained Arahatship and also attain Sabbanyuta Jnana, omniscient knowledge. After gaining omniscient knowledge, After gaining enlightenment, Buddha reflected to whom he should teach. First, Buddha thought of the two teachers who attainments in Lokiya Jhana. Among the two teachers, one of them passed away 7 days before Buddha gained enlightenment, and the other passed away a day before Buddha gained enlightenment. Because they practice Arupa Jhana, non-material absorption, and they gain attainments, they were reborn in non-material plane. So these teachers, they were teaching samatha, tranquility practice, to the people, to other people, and they were also the teacher of the Buddha-to-be. And Buddha-to-be was also practicing samatha. But when Buddha gained enlightenment, Buddha learned that these two teachers had passed away before Buddha's enlightenment, and they were reborn in non-material world. Buddha said it is a great loss for these two teachers to be reborn in the non-material world when Buddha came into when Buddha gained enlightenment. So one should be very careful practicing samatha, tranquility practice. It's just to make the mind calm and tranquil. By practicing samatha, one cannot develop knowledge. And in this case of the two teachers, they attain attainments and they were reborn in non-material world. So it is such a big loss being born in the non-material world. Because they have no body, they will not have the chance to listen to the Dhamma talk. Even though being reborn in the non-material world cannot be said it is apaya, lower existences, but still it is such a big loss to be reborn in non-material plane as one will lose the chance to listen, to hear the Dhamma talk. So Buddha gained Dhamma Samvega when knowing that the two teachers were already reborn in the non-material plane. So one should be very careful. Some of them, they would like to have jhana. They would like to have the knowledge, knowing other people's mind. They would like to have the ability to read other people's mind, and they practice samatha. Even the two teachers who had gained attainment in the jhana, they were reborn in non-material world, and thus it was a great loss for these two teachers. Buddha said, Mahajaniyo Vata. It means it is indeed a great loss for these two to be reborn in non-material world. So knowing that Buddha said it is a great loss for these two teachers to be reborn in non-material world, for those who do not attain much in the samatha, one can know that it is not beneficial. So one should take a note that by practicing samatha, even if one attains attainment and to be reborn in the Brahma world as a non-material Brahma, it is a great loss. So one should be careful about this. Buddha chose these two teachers to be taught because they were the teachers who taught the Buddha to practice Logia Jhana. So Buddha was grateful for the two teachers. And the other factor is that because these two teachers practiced the mundane kind of jhana, their mind is calm and tranquil, away from the nivarana hindrances. And thus, the mind of these two teachers are pure and clean, away from the hindrances. Because their mind is pure and clean, away from the hindrances, they have the circumstances to gain knowledge if they were taught. Based on the purity of the mind, they can attain knowledge fast if they are taught. So, taking a note of this, yogis should understand that in order to develop knowledge, one should be noting the presently arising object, such as rising and falling of the abdomen, continuously with effort, so that there will be sustained mindfulness. When there is sustained mindfulness, samadhi, concentration will develop. So by noting on the presently arising object, viriya, sati, and samadhi, effort, mindfulness, concentration will develop, and nivarana, hindrances, will be calm and suppressed. When the hindrances, nivaranas, are calm and suppressed, there will be samatha. And based on this samatha, one can discern distinctly mind and matter, and also one can develop knowledge. Samatha alone is not enough in order to develop knowledge. Based on the samatha, one would gain knowledge. So in order to gain knowledge, one should note the presently arising object with sustained mindfulness so that there will be collectedness of mind. The mind will be calm, collected, unified, and one will come to know the true nature and one will develop knowledge. In order to develop knowledge, one should develop, cultivate, increase these mental factors of viriya, sati, and samadhi, effort, mindfulness, and concentration, so that one will be developing knowledge. When Buddha knew that the two teachers could not be taught, Buddha thought of the group of five, and Buddha went to the forest where the group of five are. So as a repaying the debt of gratitude to the group of five, because they were taking care of Buddha to be when Buddha to be was in the forest. So on the way, Buddha met Upaka, and this Upaka asked who the Buddha was. And Buddha admitted that he is a Buddha. Upaka was seeing the Buddha with his eyes, and Upaka also heard Buddha saying that he was a Buddha. But Upaka did not actually know Buddha as Buddha. When hearing Buddha say that he was the Buddha, he thought that it may be possible he is a Buddha. That's it. So in the case of Ubaka, he saw the Buddha. He also heard the Buddha say that he's a Buddha, but he did not really believe it. He thought that it might be possible. When Buddha reached the place where the group of five was, Buddha told them that Buddha had realized the truth. Buddha gained enlightenment and knew everything that should be known. So at first, the group of five did not believe it. When Buddha to be was practicing without taking sufficient food, when he was practicing in austerity, Buddha to be did not attain enlightenment. Now after that Buddha to be was taking sufficient food, how can it be possible that he attained enlightenment? So in this way, the group of five refused to believe in the Buddha, even though the five were seeing the Buddha with their own eyes, even though Buddha admitted that Buddha attained enlightenment, but they did not believe it. They did not really see the Buddha, for they have not realized the Dhamma. And Saraji will continue to explain tomorrow. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.